Welcome to the second funniest podcast.
See how the sun shines brightly in the city, on the streets where once was pity. Mr. Blue Sky is living here today. Hey!
This is episode number 430. Talking about Skylanders this week. Earlier this week. Today we're going to be talking about Justin breaking up with Skyrim.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
All in honor of Sky Week here on little blue marble nose planet Earth. I'm your host, Justin Warsh, and with me, as always, is the founder of Sky Week, the one who will collect all 32 Pokemon, the one, the 32nd, the only, the one with the pretty face, the one in the human race. Can't stop. TheKevinMiller.com. Jump, press circle button, Kevin.
Hey, roll over and play dead.
I wish I could.
Where do you do write those out, those little intros
yes,
that you do?
I do.
You can tell. They're very scripted.
I know, right? I start. Honestly, I'm back. These are coming from 2009. Before we would started doing the show, I've been writing these intros. And I do a lot of workshopping of them. I work them into my stand-up sets when I'm on the road just That's to good. Try them out and see. I've been being honest, I get next to no reaction. But I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that not a lot of people that come to see me have heard the podcast, so that makes sense. So I try not to let that affect, you know, how I think it's going.
Do you watch Community religiously?
I do.
Did you see the little tag they did once where Abed was doing stand-up that was specific to him
yes.
and Troy living together?
Yes. I thoroughly enjoyed
that. Did you ever notice how Troy eats his corn on the cob like this? Nom, 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 nom. I do eat my corn on the cob like that. Guys, this seems oddly specific to you two living together.
So here's what happened. I've been talking about it for a while.
This is very interesting here on Sky Week because I shared my love of the new Sky,
yes.
Skylanders.
Yeah, we're making a circle here.
And you are sharing how you broke up with Skyrim.
Yeah.
But here's the truth, what I didn't have time... Is that it?
That was a little
three
too
minutes,
soon. No,
all right. Not 30 minutes.
Well, all right. Well, that was the show.
You never know how long it's going to be.
Here's what you guys don't know. We banked a lot of these extra minutes that we added, so that's why we only had enough time for me to talk about this. Sorry we didn't get to the end of it. Basically, what happened is I broke up with Skyrim. So
okay, see you later. Bye.
Give us a call, 408-228-4911. Send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. I can't do that.
It's pretty funny because they don't know that that was our own signal.
I know.
In the show. No, when I was playing Skylanders all last week for 2 to 4 hours a day, a few times I would get tired of playing it and feel like, oh, I need to take a break. I'm going to do something else with my vacation. And I'd be like, oh, well, you know what I should do is play some Skyrim because I'm way into that game, right?
Yeah.
Take it out, put Skyrim in, load it up, go get a drink or something, come sit back down and see my guy stand in the middle of a dungeon and be like, this seems like a job right now.
It totally is a job.
I don't feel like opening up my checklist, reorganizing my inventory, selling things, buying things, getting the equipment, figuring out where I am, mapping out a quest. Like, none of that sounds like fun. You know what sounds like fun? Moving around on a map and blowing little stupid things up and hearing a funny story.
Yeah.
That so I moved from
Skyrim.
Did
you see the video that I posted on the Facebook page?
No.
It's worth it. I think it's worth it to watch it. For anybody who hasn't seen it, there's this YouTube video and it's called How I Play Skyrim, and it's really well produced. Like, it's got a lot of cool effects. And I know that sometimes we, even though this is an audio show, but let's not forget, this is also our hobby. So we will play videos from time to time.
Which is now the new name of the show.
Yeah.
Shut up, it's our hobby.
Quinch. Oh, whoa. we don't need to watch the Sealy Posturepedic ad before it.
What?
But
the, how was that a Sealy Posturepedic? Are you sure that wasn't a Trojans ad?
No, it's the ad that they have where they talk about it supports you in every way. Because everybody knows sex sells. And when you think about a mattress, you're thinking about all the banging around you're going to be doing. You want a mattress that can withstand your passion. Because that's a real problem in America. But this is called How I Play Skyrim. And watch this. It's awesome. So it's this guy in like black and white, and he puts on like a Viking helmet, and he's got a great sword of some kind, and you could tell that it's like a nerdy dude. So it's not like a character; it's not animated, but it's, so it's like it would be like he's in the game, and it's awesome.
That's pretty impressive. Oh, nice.
So what happens is every time you hear those bloop doot, is that he does this amazingly cool like fight move and kills a guy and then immediately loots his body. It is incredible.
And only that's some really great special effects too. That's
it pulls
really
up the little screen and it only gets better. Bear with us. This is a minute long, but he's looking through what the guy's got. He's like, I don't need mead. So then he gets ready and he keeps going. And he does this cool move. Oh, another guy comes up. Oh, cool block. Oh, oh, cut his head off.
That is amazing.
So now Heath showed this to me, and he showed, and it's great is that he sees like this orcish bow, and he's like, he gets frustrated while he's looking at it and just moves on. Poked him right in the face.
Oh, and he took his clothes off before he hit the floor. That was great.
He took his weapon from the guy while he was, like, blocking him and then stabbed him.
Can you do that in the game?
No, oh, I don't think so. he's too loaded.
He's
too
heavy.
You have too much stuff, you can't run. So he's going through his inventory. And it's all floating in the air. And it just falls. And then he walks away.
Oh, man.
This is the best. Watch this butterfly. He cut the wings off. And it says you used it.
Oh, there's a dragon up above. Oh, yeah. That's pretty
sweet.
Isn't
that awesome?
You know, I think a game wins when you have seriously awesome viral videos like that out there. Like, have you seen all the stuff for Portal 2? Like, people just love making movies. In the genre, not even making fun of Portal, just like, this is something that happened in Portal. Like
doing bits with the robots talking to each
other. Yeah, exactly. Or like the one where the girl is trying to escape and then she finally gets outside and then realizes that outside is a room that she's inside with the cameras and stuff on it. People, that's when you win, is when people are willing. Because that movie probably took them at least a week to put together, maybe a month, depending on how good they are at special effects and graphics and shooting. That was well done, and
I want to go back and watch it again already, because the only reason I'm not crying right now with laughter is because I broke it up and had to like kind of explain what was happening. I was on a plane on my way to Des Moines when Heath goes, "Have you seen this movie?" Because he goes, "So what are you playing right now?" And I go, "I'm playing Skyrim," And I made this promise to myself that once I lose like 15 pounds, then I can get Mass Effect 3. I'm using that as an incentive.
What is with you in playing these games that are like eternally long?
Well, that's the thing.
You know what you should get? Skylanders.
God, I can't afford it. So
I'll loan you some of my guys.
So then, so he was stopping me. He goes, "Have you seen that video about how I play Skyrim?" I'm like, "No." He pulls it up on his phone and he shows it to me. I was crying on this airplane. I was laughing. I go, "Oh my God, that is so funny." I go, "The only thing that would have made it to where I probably would have passed out is if he would have saved after every time he killed one of
those
guys as
well." Right. Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing that was missing from that video.
Good.
And it's amazing. And then all of a sudden I go, "If that's what I think is funny about the game, is that aspect of it." I'm like, here's the thing. I know we talk about a lot on the show that I don't want it to sound like nerd rage or anything like that. Like I'm not jumping up on a bandwagon to say, "Oh, these guys suck."
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Skyrim guys.
Okay,
like I'm saying, I think that they made a solid game. I think that it's just not for me in where I am in my life right now at this point. And it frustrates me.
For that to be true though, you sure have banked a lot of hours into that game.
I have.
And have enjoyed it.
I have enjoyed it, but it's like...
The truth is that your real life is just more interesting.
Yeah.
It's Dungeons & Dragons for the 21st century.
But My life?
Yes. No, Skyrim is Dungeons and Dragons.
I mean, no, you're right.
Straight up, it's a fantasy world. Develop a character. Right. You live in it. You explore it. And they've done a really masterful job of giving you so much adventure.
But here's what I'm saying. I love the world. Mm-hmm. I like the story. I really thought it was cool. And I have a desire. But I, for whatever reason, this game has made me go, what is the point? And I had it's funny that you were talking about a little bit about this last or earlier this week, is that I felt like maybe we might be on the same page. I don't know. But it's a really scary time for me right now to be sitting here thinking, what if I'm hitting an age where I'm too old to play video games? That I'm right? That I'm not interested in it. That I'm not, because that's what I kept thinking. I would play, I would play Skyrim, and I was home today, and I had maybe an hour that I wanted to just sit. And I'm like, but you could sit and veg out and also play a game. And then it provides content for this fun podcast that you do. And then so it serves a purpose in your life. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I just want to not have to try at anything.
Well, that's a different thing. Like, I feel that way sometimes when I have free time. I think, oh, finally some gaming time. I had a whole week off, and I was playing Skylanders. I was playing Guild Wars at the same time. I was playing some Star Wars online. And I realized the thing that I love about games is also the exhausting part about it is that it is continuous decision making. Yeah. And that it's like driving a car. You're just sitting there, but you are constantly making decisions. You're always on. And that's the joy of a video game, to explore it and to be a part of it. But I do think it's very important for the soul that if you have some downtime, not even to watch TV, which is a great way to also veg out, but to read. To just sit down and read something. Comic book, something fun, something fictional.
You're gonna laugh. Because I've been reading, but it's for a different purpose.
But you've been reading, like, knowledge, like you've been getting...
No, I picked up this book because I thought it would be fun. Have you heard of this 50 Shades of Grey I showed you the sketch? So I bought it because...
Give the background in case people aren't familiar, because I wasn't if it weren't for SNL.
50 Shades of Grey is this new book that's like a kind of a woman's romance novel that I guess it's supposed
to
be.
What's a man's romance novel? You mean like it's U-porn. A hardcore...
U-porn is a man's romance novel.
That's what
novel.
I'm saying. Romance novels are for women. This is a hardcore
I spoke about this on the other podcast where I said that it's funny because... I had these moms that do like a mom type version of the show that I do for dads. They were talking about it, and one of them read it, and she was talking about how it's kind of spicy. It gets a little rah, rah, rah. And then my hairstylist, which I made fun of myself as well because I have a hairstylist because I'm a girl, evidently. And
I go to Floyd's, but I always see a different
girl. I wish I could go to Floyd's.
You should go to Floyd's.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because I have a relationship with this chick. She's great. I like her a lot. And she does a good job.
How much do you walk out of the door out of?
That's irrelevant.
Wow. You are loyal to some lady.
I'm loyal to a lot of things. But anyway.
let's move on.
I'd laugh like Penn Jillette there with me losing my voice.
It was good.
So anyway... So my hairstylist says, you know, have you read this 50 Shades of Grey? I went on a cruise with my mom and I read it. I only bought one of the three books. Like, you have to drop $30 to get them on, even on a Kindle situation.
Yeah, because they're popular.
They're $10 each. And so they broke it up.
That's
she goes, and it really, it's just the same story. Yeah. And she goes, it's kind of frustrating, but she goes, I had to go in there and the internet's expensive on the ship. She told me this whole story. So I'm like, wow, it must be good. And it's hilarious because I bought this book. I start flipping through it. While I'm while the kids are taking a nap, Natalie comes home, I think for her lunch. Yeah, it was for her lunch. And I said, I was sitting there and I just hit the point where I'm like, when are they going to get to the sex already? When is that going to, this is, I'm tired of being teased.
What, you? How are you reading it?
On my phone.
On your phone.
On a Kindle.
On a Kindle on the phone. Okay, yeah.
So I'm like going, flipping through pages.
So it just looks like you're on your phone.
Yes. Oh yeah, no, yeah. Well, not that Natalie would care.
Sure.
But anyway, so I told her what I was doing, and then I talk about it on the show.
You weren't,
I go,
like, in the bathtub.
How funny is it to watch this?
Yeah. Working with the dryer.
Exactly. I had a fleshlight. No, I'm sitting there, and I go, how funny is it that as a guy, I'm reading this book, and, oh, I got to get the audiobook. I didn't even think of that, if that's even available.
Man.
So anyway, I'm literally the whole time I'm sitting there going, I just want to skip forward to the parts. That's what I'm curious about.
And see, I don't know how in deep we can get this, but I think for women, that is the exciting part, is that it is, they know it's coming.
Yes.
And it's 2 hours of investment before you get there. For a man, it's like, why isn't it in the first page?
Yes.
Why don't I open this book and it just starts?
Let's just say that DVDs were not invented as a convenient way to watch, you know, The Bourne Supremacy. I fully believe that it's because every band was tired of fast-forwarding to the important parts of his home collection, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. And I think that's why DVDs were invented.
You're right. I have a degree
in that. And I think if it wasn't for the load time on an HD DVD, that HD DVD would have survived above Blu-ray.
Oh,
I really think that it's all about when can we get to the business and how fast can you get me there? then it's fine. I think that's
I play Skylanders. Good little Christian boy. I only know about what you're talking about thanks to textbooks. I've read about what you're describing.
You understand psychology. So, I don't know how I got onto that.
You were
saying reading books. So anyway, so I was sitting there. I'm on this trip, and then I brought my PlayStation. I couldn't even hook it up to the television at the hotel that I was in, which, by the way, hotels, let's everybody just get on board. Let's everybody. Nobody has ever. You make money. Speaking of which, you make money off of adult films in your television cable services. You do not make money off of your little Nintendo 64 controller that you've had
Dreamcast
for eons. Yeah. Eons that you've had this controller hooked up and Speed nobody which, plays it.
I hooked my GameCube up. Did I show you that yet?
No, you know, G4 had an interesting article about the death of the GameCube.
Aww.
And I thought of you and I was like, oh, I should send this to Kevin.
You
should. So anyway... Nobody. So why you've been so protective about letting us hook something up?
Because I think it's because of everything you've described about even the comedy condos that just people trash hotel rooms. They're notorious.
No, in a hotel room, because here's why it's different. I think that in a hotel room, they have this thing where they want you to buy your entertainment from them. They make a lot of money. Like that's what everybody's been bagging on Marriott forever because they're a Mormon family. And
they really?
And they make most of their money comes from the adult films that they sell within their hotels. That's where a good chunk of their income comes from.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why they've been so protective and so I think I'm using the word right, but proprietary over being able to hook up a DVD player to their TV. And then it's the same thing. And so to the point where I traveled with a butter knife so I could get behind to the RF connection and unscrew it.
How did you get a butter knife on the plane?
On the plane?
Yeah.
Well, they don't care. You check it. Like I was
checking.
When I did the Nickelodeon family cruise, that's why my bag was the only one that didn't show up in my room because you check your bag and then they go through it and then they deliver it to your suite.
Oh, wow.
And so mine didn't make it to my room, and so at 12 o'clock at night, I had to go down and find somebody from security, and it was all because I had my butter knife in there to get the connection off the back of the TV.
Meanwhile,
so I could hook up my PlayStation.
You go down to the dining hall, and they will have hundreds of butter knives.
Yeah, the guy was apologetic, and I was frustrated. He's like, oh, well, do you want to keep it? I go, no. And I just left. But and that's the thing. So I got tired of trying to sneak down into the restaurant of the hotel, and so I just traveled with a butter knife that I
you're like wait until
hotel.
The guy doesn't look, and you open up the cabinet where they keep the breakfast. Yeah. Oh, this one's locked. Try the next one. Yeah.
And God forbid you're at a place that only has the continental breakfast, so they only have plastic knives, and then you're screwed.
What if they wouldn't give you you'd have to. That is, I'm on board with this problem.
Yeah. Well, now it's not a problem because in all of the hotels, like if you stay at a Marriott or a Holiday Inn, they have an HDMI input on the TV and they have an ability, even if you work the buttons on the television, just to switch over and you can play your video games. And it's unbelievably smart. It's just, it's the way it should
be. And it's HDMI, which is wonderful. So it's not three inputs. It's all just one.
Yeah.
And you just plug it right in there. You just have to bring a $60 cord with you.
I have it already.
And then you're done.
So they... So here's my point is that I'm sitting in the hotel and I'm doing shows and everything, but when I do stand up, I have essentially the joke is that you're alone 23 hours out of the day and just kind of hanging out. And I was frustrated, speaking of which.
Are we still talking about Shades of Grey?
No.
Okay. Did you finish that story?
Oh, maybe I didn't explain what it is. So it's female erotic. Yeah, I did.
But why were you reading? Like, did that?
Oh, because it had been recommended to me and I'm like, oh, well maybe it'd be interesting. Maybe I could get some material out of it for my act.
Yeah.
At least some content out of it for the other show.
Natalie
weirdly enough, I'm doing it
door.
Here.
Yeah.
No, Natalie just walked in the door and I, at the same time where I'm like literally about to skip to the point Oh, no, yeah, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like I was about to zoop.
No.
I'm just thinking, well, nobody's going to know if I just skip to the part where it gets sassy. And so I start, like, I was thinking about it, but I didn't. And that's when I had that, when she walked in the door, it kind of jerked me out of it, and I realized what I was just thinking.
Got it.
And I'm like, oh, because it's weird, but I saw my wife, and then I go, this is a book for chicks. And I'm approaching it from a dude's angle.
Got it.
So anyway, I'm sitting in my room. I can't play my games. And I just kind of had this feeling. I'm like, you know what? I'm not too upset. And then I realized that all I wanted to do was play some Madden football. Like, I didn't want to play Skyrim. I was like, I haven't done. Are you sure? There was other storylines that I thought might be interesting.
It's a job.
Yeah. But and then also, like, I guess it's maybe I played the game a little too fast or wrong, because I was only like level 22.
Oh, wow.
And I'd finished the whole story. I'd finished the
You
college.
Finished the main story?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I finished the main
story. I didn't realize you finished the main story.
Yeah.
You were supposed to tell me when so we can mark
it. I thought I had to finish the whole thing.
No, you can't finish the whole thing. That was the point. Oh. You can never finish the whole thing. You've won.
Oh.
You won the challenge.
I've had it finished for like a week and a half.
I wondered how long it was going to, like, why.
So you could take
you
whatever
still...
time was on your phone and subtract a week and a half.
I'll have to go back and see when we first started the challenge.
Yeah.
But that's, I wish you told me. Because
you gave it to me on my birthday. We could easily do the math, right?
Yeah.
So that was the 24th.
You didn't open it till a few weeks later.
Yeah, it was probably, I think it was after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Wasn't
you started it on the show, I think, like that night. I'll have to go back and look.
I started on this show?
Yeah. Like that night.
One of the
started
nights we started.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did, because I was like, oh, we're going to do the podcast and I'll pop this in and see what I think of it kind of thing. Yeah. But I think it was in February.
It took you like 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
That's pretty long. That's pretty good, though.
For the main story.
Especially, that's
interesting. With a guy with two kids.
And you were beating the main storyline without completing other stuff to level up. So you had finished, like, you did it out of order. So you were, it was probably very challenging.
And the only,
it maxes out at 100.
The only thing that I can also think that the reason why it took me so long is because I thought, not that it's your fault, I thought that when you said, oh, you could be a warrior, you could be a this, you could be a that, and you're like, you would probably be like being a warrior, right? So I thought, oh, well, the most damaging weapons were the two-handed weapons.
Yeah,
that's all I used.
Oh, right.
All I used until I was probably level, till I got to the college.
Yeah.
And that was...
And then they started giving you magic.
And the only reason I had to go to the college was because the main story sent me there for something. And then they sent me on a side mission that I was like, I'm tired. I'll just do this. Maybe it'll help. Because I'd also, once I started learning to use magic from them, then I was like, oh, this is much easier than hitting everything with a sword. I'd killed probably 4 dragons with just a sword.
Yeah. Wow. That's impressive.
That's all I had.
I don't even know how to get it to sit down.
You wait.
I just cast stuff and let them do it.
One dragon I can't take complete credit for because I was able to kill it with a greatsword because I got in a fight with a grizzly bear.
Yeah, that's the best.
I was poking it in the butt while the grizzly bear was biting at its face.
Man, I remember that tattoo.
Took a lot of lasering.
There was one quest where I looked up online, and I can't remember if it's in the main storyline or it's something to do with the high elves. I'm a high elf in my character. And you go out, and there's a section where you walk into this area, and the courtyard is filled with high elves, and you're supposed to be, you play, I think it's the main storyline, you're supposed to be putting on airs and pretending to be a member of this soiree that you go to, and I was just getting my ass handed to me everywhere I went, and then I finally was like, if I take off this guy's clothes and walk through this area, I bet I can do it, and so I did that, because I'm a high elf.
I remember that mission. I
look exactly like everybody else, and sure enough, I walk in, and they ask me some like covert question, and I'm able to walk in, and then later I go back through the wiki, and some of the tutorials, nobody listed that as an option of like, here's something you could do. I'm not saying I'm the only one that thought of it, because clearly they put it in the game.
That's something that should be out there.
But I'm saying that there's
a lot of glitches in that game.
That's how detailed.
But if you have a world that big, it's
exactly
expected.
How much they've thought of, how much is going on in that game, that here was a whole nother way to beat that puzzle that I was able to discover without. You can't do that with Guild Wars. You can't do that with Mass Effect. It's not going to come down to that of like, no, you go here, this is a defensible point, bring this character with you.
Yes.
In this game, it's like very open-ended, but it feels like a job.
Yeah. And it's, it's funny because a friend of Natalie's, who's a friend of mine too, that weirdly enough did not know he was a gamer, but he's like, he's a part-time gamer, but he's uber passionate about Skyrim.
Oh, funny.
Like over the top. So it's like, imagine your banker. you go in there and the guy who gives you their 20s out of the drawer is...
I would not be surprised.
And he's like...
My banker, yes. A teller in a bank, yeah, I bet that guy plays a lot of games.
Really?
Yeah, because that's not a hard job.
Well, okay, maybe it's more the financial advisor
guy. See,
it's
got to be
really
an executive level. Because
that's what he does for a living.
Yeah, if you told me, like, not even my real estate agent, it would have to be somebody that does stock trades, that does some high-powered, high-thinking job that also...
Like a urologist.
Yes, that's a good... Like he's using that part of his brain to actually help humanity.
Yeah,
and then he goes home and he goes on raids. Yeah. Like that guy, I'd be surprised.
I haven't brought it up in a long time, but everybody should check out that documentary Skins. It's pretty awesome. I talked about it a long time ago on this show where it's about the guys who it's all about MMORPGs, and like there's this one guy who has a regular job. And when he gets off at 5 o'clock, his wife knows at 5:10 every day to log him on to his World of Warcraft account. So he can walk into the door and sit down and start his World of Warcraft raids.
That's a good wife.
Yeah. She's That's not good. Korean, by the way.
She's fictional, though.
She's Elizabeth Hurley in Weird Science. But So I was sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm like, man, why? Oh, that's what it was. This guy says, I became a god in this game accidentally. Like, he figured out this thing that you could do. He knew all the tricks. He did some looking around online and stuff like that, too. And he found this way that you could put, like, an enchantment on on gloves that gave you a greater power for enchanting.
Yeah.
And so that what you would do is you'd keep enchanting the same thing. And it would like double, triple, quadruple your abilities.
Interesting.
And then there's like this book. I don't know if you've completed the Septimus. I think his name is Septimus. There's a book that you get at the end of Septimus. And for anybody who sees this online, there's a patch that fixed it.
Oh.
And so he told me there's a way that you read the book and you pick which level or which area you want to be interested in. And then you read the book. And then it ups you like by 10 in each of these areas. And then,
10.
Yeah, and then the book disappears, right? And then what happens is, so he said, what you do is you take the book, you don't read it there, you take it, put it on your bookshelf, and then pick it up from your bookshelf, put it in your inventory, and then read it, like activate the bookshelf to be able to put something in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you look at the book, you hit read, it asks you what you want, you tell it what you want to read in, and then immediately before you back out, you put the book on the bookshelf. And then you pick the book back up again, and then do it all again, and you could have unlimited like ups until you...
For all your skills?
You could just keep going. You could keep going and picking a different one each time, and it'll just keep going, keep going.
For all the 24 things that are up there in the sky.
I think because one is stealth, one is strength, and one is magic, I think. But it does. So, like, I chose magic, so it ups your destruction, your regeneration, your conjuring, and all that stuff.
Well, that is quite a bug.
Right. So, and they fixed it because I did it, and I did it right, and then it didn't work. But when you do it, if you read it in this little cave where Septimus lives, where you find it, then the book disappears.
Yeah.
So I thought I did it right, and I sent the guy, and I saved right before I did it, so if I messed up, I could go back.
Smart.
And I sent him a thing, and he goes, I just did it again right now. And I was like, is your PlayStation hooked up to the internet? And he was like, yeah. Because I went and looked online, they said, yeah, they fixed it with a patch. Mm-hmm. And I go, I did. He goes, are you sure you did it right? I go, yeah. Because here's what my point is that he said, I became a god in the game, where literally he could just vaporize a dragon with a touch.
Wow.
And he goes... And he said, it's just not fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, that would be fun for me.
For a little while, though.
No, it would be fun for me. Remember when we played DC Universe Online and I had already level capped and and we're going around?
I've enjoyed that moment, too, where I take along a sidekick or introduce a new friend to something and walk around and just blow stuff up. That's cathartic, but it's the shared experience. Like, see, I'm a big boy helping out my little brother, that kind of thing. But
all I want to do is know the story. That's all I wanted to do at that point. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. My point is that when I realized that I couldn't just vaporize a dragon and walk through, like, it got to the point where I was just running away from dragons because I'm like, I just don't want to fight you. I just want to get to the next thing that I have to do. And so I know what happens. Like, I feel like it's a book. It's a choose your own adventure book that I haven't skipped and read both options every time.
That's true.
That's what I felt Skyrim was. And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, if you don't miss it and it's this much of a hassle, I'm like, why are you playing it? You have a limited time in this world. Why are you spending any of it doing something you don't want to do when that thing you don't want to do is a freaking hobby? It's a freaking thing that's supposed to be fun, you dumb Justin. Why do you obsess about stupid stuff?
And that's what I love about being an adult is to have that moment of realizing, oh, you know what? I am not loyal to, I do not need to be tied to this thing. I'm not contractually obligated to it. And if I am Star Wars Online, I will discontinue my contract with you. Guess what? I'm not playing that character. I have, that's not a pet. She's not a friend of mine, my Jedi character. She's a digital character that I am paying to have access to. I am not going to give you any more of my money. Snip. I don't care if you're not going to give me more digital tauntauns to keep running around. That's how they got me to stick around in the month of April.
They said, offer you tauntaun pets?
Yeah, if you stick around in this month, either on this day or on this day, you will get a free pet tauntaun to run around with you. And I was like, all right, I'm
in. Now, do you get to ride it or it just follows you?
Nope, just follows you around on its own.
Boo.
It's, you know, in.
Can you warm up by cutting it open at any point?
No, no, because you can't interact with it. It's just there, and it's not to scale. It comes up to your shin in the character. It's not even like real tauntaun size. I don't know what real tauntaun.
Now you're not
tauntaun's on a real thing.
Now you're not playing the game, but you really need to check out these guys at Old Republic Radio. I think they have tons of information that and
I love it.
Yeah.
I still enjoy the game. The truth is that I only have so much time to game in a day, and that's what it came down to is that I used to think when I was real little, I would spend summers with my grandmother, and she got so mad at me because I would always eat one item on my plate at a time. If it was Salisbury steak, corn, and mashed potatoes, I would finish my corn.
I do the same
then
thing.
Move to mashed potatoes and finish that. Then eat that. And she said, she took it personally. You need to vary your meal. You must try different sections at the same time. And move from this, take a bite of that, take a bite of that. And I thought, that's stupid. And I continued to do it my own way until she got mad at me and took the dinner away. And then I had to do what she said because she was my grandma.
Wow, what a weird fight.
Yeah.
I know.
Grandma. Let's read my mom's book. But then I think I did kind of adapt that philosophy, and I do that with food now, and I find the variety is very nice. But there's still a part of me that when I play games, I'm like, no, I'm playing this game. When Guild Wars came, when I first met it, it was the only game I played for years. It was like I'd always come back to it, and I'd feel bad about playing other games because I hadn't beat it. And now I'm finally to a point where I play the games that I want. If I don't, I haven't finished Arkham Asylum. I don't feel bad about myself because I haven't finished it because it's a recreational hobby.
Yeah.
It's not a job. It's not a project. It's not even like I told Kat, my wife, and said, hey, I'm going to build a shelf in the garage or I'm going to put together a laundry room and then didn't finish that for 10 years and there's just, you know, undone pieces of wood. It's not hurting anybody.
Nope.
It just sits on my shelf. It's okay. I don't know the end. I think Bane shows up. I don't know. I'm going to survive.
That's funny. Well, it's because I'm still the same way, and while you're saying that, I'm like, why am I still the same way? And I think it's because on a certain level, I want to develop a skill. Like each game requires a certain skill set. Like it'd be different if I was into a genre,
right? Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like right now, I do kind of have an infatuation with sports games. Like that's what I want. That's my new thing. Recently, for whatever reason, I'm like, maybe I'm going to give these Call of Duty things a good, you know, try or something like that. Like just to taste it again and say, hey, that's right. This is why I hate that. Or this is why it wasn't fun.
And that's what I'm saying, that it's okay to do a variety of games.
And I think also that I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think also that I'm hitting a point where I need more community. Like I need more online playing. I want to play Madden as a franchise and I'm over my ego thing of, or race against a Formula One race against real people instead of just running against the computer by myself all the time. And it's because I'm over the thing of some 12-year-old in Saskatchewan just mopping the floor with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That at least it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
At least there's some kind of dynamic where I feel like, oh, I could learn something maybe.
Yeah.
As opposed to my usual approach to game where it's like, oh, well, if I figure out the essentially like an algorithm or the quote-unquote function of if I enter this, this is the result.
Yeah, yeah,
because I noticed that a lot of the guys that I was able to beat in Skyrim is because I stumbled upon a glitch.
Right.
Like they would just get glitched and then they would get stuck and then I would just sit there and shoot them until they died. I'm like, great, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
Thank you. I just want to move on.
I beat the game.
I just want to... Oh, and that's time. Speaking of beat like the game, that. Isn't that fun?
That's pretty decent.
That's a good idea, I think. That's our little timer that tells us the show is over so we don't go crazy long and then I keep...
The end of it is, I think, you can play it, I'll talk over it, is that I think it's important that, obviously, like we're saying that it is a hobby, not a reality, and I think your point is like, why are we doing these things? Because they're fun. And if you, if you play a game ad nauseum, I think you begin to see the puppet master through the strings.
Yes.
And be like, oh, you know what? I'm just shooting the same weapon over and over. Because games, while designed and intended to be 40, 80 hours of gameplay, the AAA games, name another thing you do for 4 hours in a row. Nothing. You don't watch a TV show for that long. You maybe would go to an arena and watch a football game or something, or see a really long movie, but you don't do that every day for four hours a day. But for some reason with gaming, we feel like we can or we should. And when you do that, it's going to be like chewing a piece of gum over and over and over and over. So spit it out. Put a pear in your mouth for a little while. Or an apple, just so we're clear.
No, only a pear. Everybody, so that's the moral of this show. Stop chewing gum and eat a pear, guys. It's bad for your teeth. Send us a voicemail to at 408-228-4911, or you can give us a call via email, show@secondfunniespodcast.com, or send us a round of questions to questions@secondfunniespodcast.com. Keep spreading the word. Don't forget, you can go to secondfunniespodcast.com and click on your favorite episode if we hit on something that you think your friends would like.
Yeah, like tell us what game you broke up with.
Oh, I like that. You can send us an email or post that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/secondfunniest. It's not Second Funniest Podcast, is it? Oh, it is Second Funniest Podcast. You're right.
I don't know
it's Second
it is.
Funniest is the Twitter
it's
handle.
Like
you can follow us there. Kevin does a lot. Here's the thing. I'm going to say this real quick. I'm going to get real with y'all. Kevin does a lot of really cool stuff with the Facebook page and the Twitter page. Like, I don't have anything to do with that, and I try to check in when I can. But every time I do, and I'm sorry that I haven't brought this up before, but honest to God, every time I do, you have some interesting question or some
You've
interesting conversation.
You've said this several times. But
I have?
Yeah, it's okay.
I need another beer. So,
but I appreciate the feedback.
I do. I honestly go, man, he's so good at this. Like, time I read it.
We had almost 3,000. We had a reach of almost 3,000 people on Facebook last week.
That's impressive.
It's great.
That's awesome.
I think it's because your Clorox thing, but.
No, I don't think so.
I think so. But that's okay. Play the song.
Well, everybody, guess what? I could win $10,000 if we get 10,000 people to listen to this show.
That's actually
true,
though.
And they each give us $1. Right. So, on behalf of my good... You know what I'm saying. You guys know we love you.
Weird.
And we appreciate everybody. And, yeah. On behalf of my good friend, Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying...
Okay, bye.